Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Wednesday, May 28th, 2025, and this is your daily financial services news wrap. We start with a significant development in the superannuation sector. Yesterday, ASIC and APRE held a landmark meeting with major super giants, including Insignia Financial and Australian Retirement Trust. The key focus was on streamlined regulatory processes, a simplification that aims to ease operational complexities under current regulations. CEOs emphasized the urgent need for this simplification, which is seen as crucial in successfully integrating the Financial Accountability Regime, or FAR, into day-to-day practices, an endeavor that has proven challenging to align business segments with. Transitioning from superannuation towards financial advising. Post the Hayne Royal Commission, we're witnessing quite a revival. Advisor Ratings reports that an impressive 90% of advisors are now dedicated to staying, up from 74% just 4 years ago. This resurgence in interest is driven mainly by profitability, with profit margins rising from 21% to 25% year on year. This positive industry shift is expected to boost public trust and confidence, a benefiting area of interest for both the public and the government. However, it's not all an upswing. On the economic front, the country is wrestling with a challenging issue of capital shallowing. Investments in crucial areas such as business, infrastructure, and housing are growing slower than the population. Leading economists Gerard Minack and Ken Henry warn that this affects productivity growth and threatens living standards. Capital shallowing indicates a critical need for strategic planning, increased business investment, and technology adoption if we want to sustain productivity with an incoming population of 13.5 million over the next 40 years, mainly due to immigration. The final piece today is around HESTA, one of the country's leading superannuation funds managing $93 billion. HESTA has faced scrutiny following a six-week service disruption. This had a profound impact on financial advisors dependent on real-time data. Matt Hale of Rising Tide Financial Services highlighted the operational disruption this has caused. The key takeaway is the need for improved communication and reliability, an imperative for maintaining member confidence and trust. That's it from me today. For more on these stories and a broad range of services like insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, and I'll be back with more news tomorrow.